It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sub. They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help your ratings.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bottom line is, there's just been something off in the water in Boston for years. They go to the conference finals in 2018, one of three conference finals in recent years, by the way, without Kyrie, without Hayward. Those guys come back and the team just implodes. And everyone blames it on, well, there's this Kyrie versus the young guys and there was all this tension. Well, guess what? Kyrie's been gone for a while now, a long time, and the tension hasn't gone away. Something is just, you know, Danny Ainge retires. Brad Stevens says, I don't want to coach anymore. Send me upstairs. Free agents are leaving left and right. Gordon Hayward would be a Celtic right now if he really, truly wanted to play with this core. He didn't want it. Now Charlotte offered more money, so Boston has it out. So we didn't match that offer. The bottom line is something just isn't right in the water, and they got to fix it because they got a lot of talent on this team. And they have time, in part because even if they wanted to make a trade, I'm not sure they could do anything. They're not trading one of the Jays, and Smart can't be traded until January 25th because of his extension.
So here's your Celtics follow off of yesterday's disaster, or the night before's disaster. That's Zach Lowe on ESPN. I just like that because I think he said that as well as you could say it. And I've felt this way for years. There's something off in the water in Boston. There's just been something off and not right with that team for a couple of years now. And it's so true and it's so sort of obvious, even from the outside here, that that's true. And it continues. It continues. They've blown out all the veterans that we thought might have been the problem. They blew out Kyrie, he blew himself out, which we thought might have been the problem. They blew out the coach, which we thought might have been a problem. Danny Ainge gets blown out. We thought he might have been a problem. So, what are we left with? We're still left with a team that is dysfunctional, and it's been going on for a while.
Yep. And look, I settled on this at the end of the season. Smart had to go. They needed to make a change in the core. And, you know, it is more evident than ever, and now publicly apparent, that there is some resentment there between Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And I really pit two against one in that scenario. Brown and Tatum on one side, Smart on the other. When he sits there and talks down to them the way he did in such condescending terms and says, you know, they're coming along, we're trying to get them there, we're trying to teach them, he's putting himself above them. And he's not. He's not. They're both better than he is. He can't accept that.
No, he never will.
It's a problem.
He thinks he's on their level in terms of his playing ability, and he's never going to change that mentality.
I mean, you can't function that way on a team in that league if you operate that way. It doesn't work. You have to accept the reality that the other guys are better players than you, and you are a role player. If you don't accept it, you go.
So, Smart's he's an issue. He's a issue. I don't think he's the issue, right? I think the issue is Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, their makeup, them being able to play together, make themselves better, make their teammates better, prioritizing winning over the trappings of being a star or their individual goals. Like that whole world, that whole, you know, universe that I just described there, I think is the number one issue that is preventing the Celtics from going to the next level. Smart is on that list, though.
Yeah, he's part of it.
He's in there. He's, you know, it's just there's something off in the water in Boston, says Zach Lowe, and I think Smart is part of that issue. Brad Stevens spoke to Michael Holly yesterday after a charity event and said that, you know, he's okay with how it went down because Marcus Smart put his name to it, one, and then he saw internally how these guys have talked about it, and he saw Marcus Smart and Jason Tatum having breakfast together yesterday morning. And it just sort of tells you it's okay. You put your name to it. It's not like there's anonymous sources. It's all out in the open and they're talking about it. To which I say, no, I don't think the problem is Jason Tatum and Marcus Smart. I don't think Jason Tatum has enough of a pulse to have these individual little beefs. It's never Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum is just floating around on his own. All he wants is his 30 points a night in the Doritos commercial. And ideally, all NBA so he can get the Supermax. That's what he's concerned with. The beef is always with Jaylen Brown. Always. Because he's the smartest guy in the room, don't you know? And don't talk to him that way. And respect him as a man. He's that kind of guy. So Jaylen Brown is the one that had the problem with Marcus Morris. Jaylen Brown is the one that has a problem with Marcus Smart. That was the whole thing in Miami with the chair throwing thing, right? It's like Jaylen Brown had to clap back at Marcus Smart because of this. So it's always Jaylen Brown. So I don't care that Jason Tatum would sit and have breakfast with Attila the Hun. It would help him get 30 points in the Nike contract. Jason Tatum, I don't think, really cares. I think it's Jaylen Brown. So it means nothing to me that Marcus Smart and Jason Tatum were breaking bread. It's not the issue. It's Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart. So neat, Brad. That doesn't mean anything. I think it's telling that it was only two of them. I thought the issue was between the three. Where's the third guy? Where's the third guy at breakfast? It's only two. And Jason Tatum, you don't need to worry about. He's going to go along to get along, and he doesn't really care about any of that. He cares about his All-NBA. And another reason I know that, I mean, Mike Gorman called them all out for that last year. We were talking to Chris Mannix last night on TV, and he said something similar. Listen to this one.
Let me tell you something, a little backdrop of Tatum and Brown, who, look, I think they're better friends than people think they are. They're not going to be best of friends, but I don't think there's an issue with their chemistry. Early on last season, there was some selfishness to how they played. And people internally would tell me a lot of it had to do with making the All-Star team. That in a way they thought they were competing with each other. They wanted to make sure they got their numbers early in the season to, you know, make sure they were putting themselves in that position. I don't know if it's the exact same this year. It's pretty early to have that type of attitude in this year. But I've seen a little bit of this in the past where they've kind of gone off on their own to try to get their numbers and not be focused on getting shots within the flow of the offense. That's what concerns me when I watch this team offensively. They're not getting shots fluidly. They're sort of like your turn, my turn, when I watch Tatum and Brown out there on the floor.
Doesn't it make perfect sense?
Totally.
Yeah.
Perfect sense.
Yep.
Because we talk about it, and we even asked like the nerds to give us some stats on how often do Tatum and Brown assist each other? Because it feels like never. And it does. It feels like one guy's over here on this side of the floor, the other guy's over there, it's your turn, my turn. They don't play together. They don't play off each other. And Mannix said internally, so on the team, there's a thought that they're actually competing with each other because they both want to be on that All-Star team. And that is the most important thing for so many of these young NBA players.
Yeah, they want the accolades from their peers when they see them at the All-Star game.
It's validation.
It's that weekend, man. They're just obsessed with that weekend. And there's also a contractual component. Again, being all NBA is, you know, the Supermax thing. If you're on that, if you're on that team, there's certainly some financial components to it and incentives. So it's not just the status of that weekend, but boy, the status of that weekend is important. So internally, there's a thought that, well, how come Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum don't play off each other and don't play together? And why aren't they in the flow of the, because they're competing against each other for the All-Star nod. Boy, does that make sense.
Totally. Yeah, look, and this is ultimately what will eat apart a team, is if they don't understand the bigger picture of it's we, not I. Like, it, you know, I'm going to get to the All-Star game and you're not. Meanwhile, we're 41 and 41. What good does that do? But if neither one of us goes to the All-Star game, we actually win 60 games. They don't get the math. They don't get it. So, you know, now, can that change? In theory, sure. Yes. The question is when and where. Because the fact is that when you watch them, you know that old adage in sports, the sum is greater, or the whole is greater than the sum of the parts? They're the opposite. They're the opposite. You look at them individually and it adds up to, you know, it adds up to less than it should be.
No, and Maz, again, back to the original Zach Lowe comment. There's something off in the water. That has existed now for, I want to say, 4 years.
Yeah.
What was the year the Bucks bounced him in the second round in five games? I mean, that was Kyrie.
19, I think.
Kyrie, Horford, Hayward, they were all there.
Yeah.
They were all there. Never mind Tatum and Brown, who were, you know, were younger players at the time and smart. Like, you could say that was a quote-unquote loaded team.
It was.
And they quit. I mean, they flat out quit down the stretch. Just quit. We all blamed Kyrie. But that was, again, you said, I'm sorry, that was 2018?
18 or 19. It's one
it's
of
going,
those.
It's going on 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, and so again, look, there have been other variables in there that we've looked at and put it on. But the bottom line is, this thing was built around Tatum and Brown. Okay? It was built around Tatum and Brown. They're not getting it. They're not getting it. Now, again, I think Smart is sort of complicating the mix there as well. Okay, because he thinks he's on the same level as those two and he's not, which is probably, you know, setting back the progress. It's holding them back in terms of any chance that they have of making the progress. But they don't get it, Mike. And the question is, will they ever, and if they do, will they still be here when they do?
How long is that going to take? How long is it going to take for them to get it? And maybe they just get it, but they're not willing to sacrifice a personal thing for the team thing yet because young athletes, you know, prioritize their brand and their thing first, and then the team stuff comes later. The ring chasing comes towards the end of your career after you've accomplished it all. It happened here. Happened here with Garnett and Pierce and that thing. And we play some Kendrick Perkins sound coming up where he talks all about that. And I think that that's, you know, this isn't unique to here or in unique in that league, although I think it happens more in that league than other places, certainly. And, but it's certainly not unique to hear, and you're going through it. And the question is when those guys are satisfied individually, whenever that is, and I don't know what it's going to take for them to be satisfied individually. I mean, they're set for life, making tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars. They've made their All-Star teams. They've got their endorsements. And Jason Tatum's on every third commercial, you know, when you watch TV. So I don't know what else he needs individually. But whenever he hits it, is he still going to be here? You know, when he finally realizes, okay, now the most important thing for me is a championship, is he still going to be here? Is that going to take 2 years for him to get there, 1 year, a month, 5 years, 10 years? Never. You know, and where is he going to be when he has that epiphany? Where's Brown going to be? And is Marcus Smart still going to be talking down to them like he's their daddy? Like, so, yeah. So there's your Celtics update.
I mean, if you want my opinion, the odds are that they are going to be elsewhere. And I would say the odds are overwhelming that they will be elsewhere.
Yeah, to play out like Carmelo. They'll be like 30 years old and realize, well, I haven't won anything. What have all these stats got me? I should try to actually focus on winning a title.
Okay, our baseball stuff, the Aaron Rodgers stuff, and this stuff to you right after these words.
Boston's home for sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed That's $150. Win or lose, bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The best analysis.
Forget about what's being said. Everyone's ripping someone for something somewhere.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are you worried about the Celtics?
Yeah, I am. I am. And Marcus Smart has lost his damn mind. You know, there's certain things that you know as a player that you can't come out and do in the interview or come out and say in the interview. And those are one of the things. You cannot attack your two franchise guys in the media saying that they need to pass the ball. Not only are you attacking them, you're attacking the first-year head coach in Ime Udoka, who's just starting to get his feet into the sand a little bit and trying to figure things out. You don't need outside distractions. You don't need turmoil inside the locker room. It's a reason why they didn't let Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown speak after the game last night, because they went up after Marcus Smart. And here it is. I hear Marcus Smart going up there talking about, you know, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum need to pass the ball. He should be talking about defense. Because you know what? DeMar DeRozan had 37 last night on 75% shooting. You know what, Stephen A.? And Swaggoo and Molly, I played with a lot of Hall of Famers. I played with some great players. And in the fourth quarter, we had a rule on the team. We go to the guys that get paid the big bucks. Y'all take us home. And on the Celtics, that's Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Period. Period. Yeah. I don't care if they go 0-20. Period. And you don't break the locker room code by calling them guys out in the public.
Kendrick Perkins' take on the situation. He's got another good one. Another good cut we'll play for you coming up. But we'll get to your calls. You have a thought here, Mass?
No, I agree with him. You know what I mean? Fred, the fact that Smart went public with that is a bad, bad look. That's a bad look. You want to hash that stuff out behind the scenes. Every team's got ball hogs. Okay, it happens at every team in the league to some degree. To take it public like that and talk down to him, bad move.
Okay, Mel and Randolph waiting patiently on the Celts. Thanks for hanging on. Mel, go ahead.
You guys didn't play the important cut from Chris Mannix last night where he said, how come M.A. is not playing the young guys?
Oh, we got that one too for you, Mel. We got that one queued up for you, but go ahead.
Okay. This team is soft like chinky feelings, and I really mean that. And I'm not talking about you have to necessarily have, you know, the tough guys that you could go to a bar and have bar fights. I'm talking about mentally tough. This team is a finesse team. They got a bunch of pieces that don't fit in this puzzle. It's a bunch of misfits out there. They look lost. Another thing, too, I want to say, we could criticize Brad Stevens as a coach, but nobody ever criticized his X and O's and calling plays. He was great at it. Just like Doc Rivers, when you're out of the timeouts, they would draw up great plays. I don't know what this coach is doing. This team looked like a bunch of guys going to the basketball court down the street and playing, trying to play together and learn each other's play. But you guys have a great
Okay, week. You too, Mel. Maz has been saying this for days. What's their offense?
I don't know. They look like they to me, they play pickup.
Do they run plays?
No. Or if they do, it's a two-man game on one side of the floor, as you've noted.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's no real ball movement. There's no real.
No one moves with the ball.
No, every once in a while you see someone cut, but it's usually two guys just making eye contact. There's no real structure to it. So I feel they're just as bad on the defensive end. Like, to me, it just feels like they're kind of winging it. And so, look, again, maybe we need to see more of it so we can pick it up because there's something there. But to me, it does not feel like there's much structure.
And again, I think the only realistic thing that Udoka has right now at his disposal is sitting some guys. I mean, they're not going to trade anyone right now. They're not trading Brown or Tatum. They can't trade Smart till January. It's like his hands are tied, but he can sit some guys down and start to chisel away minutes, if you will. And his rotations have been so tight. Aaron Nesmith doesn't have a single point this year. Peyton Pritchard barely plays. So the caller mentioned Chris Mannix. Yeah, he did say that last night, Jim. Do you have that second Chris Mannix cut for me? Could you play that, please?
One other part of this, too, and this reflects on Ime Udoka. He's got to start playing the young guys, fellas. Like, he's got to. Like, he is way too often reflexively turning to Josh Richardson or Dennis Schroeder or any of the other guys that have been in this league 6, 7, 8 years. He has got to start trusting the Romeo Langfords, the Aaron Nesmiths, the Peyton Pritchards early in the season so that maybe they can be useful later in the year and going into the playoffs. The minutes for those guys, to me, are way too low for what they should be right now.
I mean, that has been a big change.
Yes, 100%. And look, I can't remember.
Do you remember Pritchard at this time last year?
Playing a ton.
I mean, you were getting mocked, Maz, for saying he wasn't good.
Exactly. It was frankly kind of annoying how much he played and how well he was playing. But do you remember?
Yes.
Like, who are people comparing him to again? Like, what was the big
Stockton?
Comp? Oh, yeah. Stockton. That's right. Yeah.
John Stockton.
So, of course, you all took it way, way too far. But at this point last year, he was a real factor for you.
Correct.
Now you don't notice him.
No, he just barely gets in the game.
He was a coach's DNP the other night.
Well, right. And what's his name? And Nesmith got in for a minute. And I'll tell you why those two guys are important. I can't remember who wrote this, whether it was Himmelsbeck or a Washburn or somebody, but it was a good point. That if Tatum and Brown are going to hog the ball and they ever are going to pass, whoever gets it has to make. The only way those guys are going to be conditioned to keep passing is if guys make.
Which means don't pass it to Smart.
Right. So the point is you need shooters out there. Pritchard can shoot. Nesmith, the whole reason they drafted Nesmith, Mike, was because he was a shooter. That's the whole idea. Put him out there. Can you put him on the floor?
Tom in Texas on Aaron Rodgers. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Calvin, I just wanted to remind you one other thing about Aaron Rodgers. His teammate, running back Aaron Jones' dad, died of complications of COVID back here in El Paso on April 6th.
I know.
And then remember, Jones scored a touchdown.
He wears his father around his neck. I was telling Maz this. I'm sorry, Tom.
He lost the medallion.
Tom, I'm sorry. That was my fault. I butchered that whole thing.
The dad got cremated and he wears the remains?
Yes, I talk, you talk. That was my fault. But yes, when he takes out his necklace and holds a medallion in front of you, I'm pretty sure that's his father's remains around his neck.
It's unbelievable.
But yeah, a little way. I don't know. Different. I guess just say that. That's a different approach. But either way, his father did die of complications of COVID.
I mean, it's just so irresponsible for Rodgers to do it the way he's been doing it.
Homeopathic methods. Like, of course that's you. Of course you're doing that. Of course you're petitioning the PA and the league to see if your homeopathic methods can count as a vaccination. And then when someone's asked, when you are asked, are you vaccinated? You turn around and say, I've been immunized. I mean, of course this is you. Of course we've been enveloped in your freaking thing. Another one of your freaking things. Everyone has to, you are going to be brought into one of your freaking mind bleeps. And there they are.
Yes, I've been immunized. Yes, I've been immunized.
Imagine how that meeting went, too. He goes to the doctors, the league, the NFLPA. I'm doing this homeopathic method. I think it's going to raise my antibodies. Can you guys approve this?
No. Right, because Moderna and Pfizer don't know what they're doing.
No. F off.
No, the government's trying to poison you, don't you know? Alan Sterling. Go ahead, Al.
Yeah.
Al, turn your radio down, man.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
You asked about the polio epidemic, if you will.
Yep.
And I am a survivor of it. I did not have polio. I was in third grade, 8 year old. And let me tell you, if you saw those pictures of in Life magazine, full spreads of young kids in iron lungs, whole wards full, you would get your kid to have his virus. I mean, his shot.
Yes.
And there was no debate. I came into school one day, and the nurses came in with a box of...
Everyone just got it, Al. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry. And I just brought it up because the whole thing is aggravating to me. It's like, did we have that whole thing with the polio vaccine? This whole thing. Did we have it? Or did the people just get it? Because they trusted their doctors and the government, and they just got it.
No, people just got it, I'm assuming.
I mean,
again,
were there commentators on TV telling you that the government can't tell you what to do? Or did you just get the vaccine? I mean, you just did it, right? Like, you didn't have to deal with that whole layer of crap. And now we have this entire layer of crap. It's freaking depressing. Here's a Murray's IV. If you have no idea what we're talking about, and you're just joining us, listen to this one. What's going on with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay? And then we're back with some more of your phone calls.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Do you believe in moral victories? A good loss? We'll get them next time.
No silver linings here on Felger and Mazz.
Then you are in the wrong place.
You have to accept that, so we...
Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Per our Tom Pelissero, who first broke the news of Rodgers' unavailability for this weekend, here's... And we alluded to this earlier. We had a news update earlier, and we said, well, how could he be unvaccinated if he says he was immunized back in August? And Tom is reporting that what happened was Rodgers had some kind of homeopathic, holistic immunization in his mind. And the NFL said, no, that's not good enough to be vaccinated, to be considered vaccinated, to be free from some of the restraints that we are placing on unvaccinated players, such as masks, which he has not been wearing at his press conference. No answer whether or not he's been able to avoid fines. And the fact that he's down for at least 10 days, as all unvaccinated players who test positive are, you have to have one of the vaccines. And Rodgers did not have that. So in the NFL's mind, regardless of what Rodgers did via his own personal doctor, they consider him unvaccinated. And that's why, as we said, he's down for a minimum of 10 days, which means he's going to be pushing it closer to that Seahawks game next week. And that's provided he can test negative and be symptom-free and be back then. So we know he's out this week. Next week, TBD.
So that's Mike Garofolo, NFL Network, relaying the reporting from Tom Pelissero. And you could just hear the resignation in his voice, or he said it was some kind of homeopathic, holistic thing that he was petitioning the doctors to have that pass off as a vaccination equivalent. And I don't know. Go ask him. Like, that was the whole tone, the undercurrent of his voice. And boy, I feel for him.
Well, because look, again, this is how the guy operates. You know, and look, I'm all for challenging, you know, anything. Okay, but there were certain things that you just say, well, I got to put some level of trust in the people who know what they're doing. And in this case, we're talking about vaccines during a pandemic and what is the greater good. So, and in his particular case, like, let's not even make it a public health issue. You're the quarterback of a team that is in contention and might now even be the favorite to win the Super Bowl. You are the most important player on that team. You might be the MVP of the league at the moment.
I think he is.
I'm with you with everything you just said, except you're all four people challenging everything. I'm kind of not. I'm not into challenging doctors and public health officials. I'm just, it doesn't, that's just not the way I'm wired. And it bums me out that so many people are. That's sort of one of the things I've been hitting on today. It's like, it's just, I don't get it.
Yeah, all I'm saying, Mike, is there's a point where you back off. Most people operate that way, and this is that point. So I'm not, I agree with that. I'm vaccinated. I mean, I didn't challenge that. I looked at that and said, this is for the greater good. You do it. So, you know, but this guy can't, he just doesn't see a line anywhere. He just keeps going.
Doctors and public health officials say this is what's good for you and us. And a person, so many people sit there and say, well, you can't tell me what to do. I'm sorry. I don't respect that. I'm not all for that. It does not compute for me. It does not. Back to the phones. Here's Jay in the car on the Celtics. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, what's going on, boys? We all know that the only thing that prevents COVID is pliability and TB12 superwater.
No question.
So unless he had that. But I wanted to talk a little bit about Marcus Smart. I mean, for me, things with Marcus, who at one point I did believe was the heart and soul of the team, started to change about 3 years ago. What happened 3 years ago? Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum started to emerge. And Perk was the one that said, hey, listen, they need to do that behind closed doors. Well, if we remember, Smart was throwing chairs behind closed doors last year. I think he's just at the end of his wit. He knows that he won't listen, but those two Jays won't listen to coaches. And he knows that the only thing that's going to get through to them is another player standing up to them. And I'm sorry that it has to be in that place, but I'm glad that he's doing it. I don't know what else to do with these two guys right now because they don't get it.
So, look, I think there's some truth to that. Like, someone needs to stand up to them. He's just not the right guy. So and he thinks he is.
He just, there's definitely a place. I think every team, every championship team needs someone kind of like Marcus Smart. But that individual has to know their role and know how to balance it and walk that line, and he just doesn't. He just doesn't.
No.
He just can't find that place, that role player place, on the floor or off. And so he should work in that role, but he doesn't. And I'm sorry, he never really, really has.
No, and he compounds the problem because he's another one that wants to shoot. So he keeps shooting when he shouldn't be. And he thinks he's as entitled to the shots as those guys are. It screws the whole thing up. To me, it's a start to get Smart out of there. Smart compounds the problem.
We've got Cam and Taunton. Hi, Cam.
You know, guys, the fact that he lumped Brown in with Tatum the other night, like, Tatum I get, because Tatum in the fourth quarter was awful. Brown took two shots. Like, why is Brown, and this just speaks again to the disconnect between those two. And it's been there from the very beginning. I mean, how many examples? Brown's rookie year, Smart yelled at him for missing a switch on defense. During the last year of Isaiah Thomas, it was a play. And then there was another example, throwing chairs at him in the bubble. There was another play in Toronto a few years ago where Smart was open in the corner and Brown took a charge and Smart lost it. And then do you remember the Kyrie year, the long plane ride fixed all the problems when they went out to the California?
And they blew
doors on Golden State. Then the next night they played Sacramento and Brown missed a switch on defense and De'Aaron Fox got an easy layup and Smart turned around and was ready to lose it, but stopped himself. There's been a disconnect between these two for going on 5 years now. Like, they need to be broken up.
100%, Cam. That's what I said earlier. When Brad Stevens told Mike Holly the other night that he saw Tatum and Marcus Smart having breakfast together tomorrow, and I told him that it was all right because Smart put his name to it, and him and Tatum were breaking bread the next day, and so it's all good. I said, well, wait a minute. He called out two guys. Where's Jaylen Brown in that? How come Jaylen Brown's not sitting down having a little breakfast? Where's he? The issue is Brown and Smart. Tatum and Smart, and I'll say it again. I think Tatum and anyone is fine because Tatum is floating. He's a floater. He's just gliding along in his own universe with his own wants and needs, and he's not, like, I don't think he's got beefs with anyone. He just wants his 30 and his Doritos commercial. It's Brown and Smart is the issue. And Cam raises a good point. I mean, Marcus Smart is complaining about Brown and Tatum taking all these shots and hogging the ball. Jaylen Brown didn't shoot in the fourth quarter the other night. He was shut out just like Marcus Smart was offensively. So what's Smart talking about? He's got a thing for Jaylen and vice versa. That, I think, is the issue. Ryan in Providence on Aaron Rodgers. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Mike, is there just a bigger tool bag than Aaron Rodgers right now? It just never ends with this guy. As soon as they're playing well, this whole thing happens. I just wanted to hear your thoughts about what do you think Brady thinks of this? You know, Brady respects Rodgers. They do everything correctly when they play each other. But what do you think? Do you think he's just laughing at this guy?
No.
And finally, what's going on with the Bruins schedule?
Okay, the Bruins schedule.
So stupid.
They never play.
It really is unbelievable.
They never play.
Second time this has happened since the season has started.
And they don't play until tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
No, this has occurred to me. It's like, when do they ever play?
I know, it's ridiculous.
They last played Saturday.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. It doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah.
It's like they never play.
I know, it's insane.
And one of the times
they play less than the Patriots.
One of the times they decided to play was Sunday at 1 when the Patriots were on.
Correct.
That's a great time to schedule an NHL hockey game, don't you think?
Yeah, bad move.
Sunday at 1 in October. Nothing else going on then, guys. Great idea. The Bruins never play.
They don't.
No, I'd like to rip them. I'd like to sit here and complain about them. I never get to see them.
Yeah. No, it's like the Revs.
They never play. They never play. They're never on the ice.
Like every 2 weeks they have a game.
What is Tom Brady of Aaron Rodgers? He's probably buddies with whatever. We used to think he hated Peyton Manning. Turns out he doesn't. The players stick together. These guys, I would be surprised if Brady looks down on Aaron Rodgers. In fact, Stu, you've been saying forever, you know, have you checked Tom Brady's vaccination card? What do you think he's on?
I'm not sure, but I question it until I actually see it.
So do I.
I mean, would it put anyone? I mean, I guess he would have had to have lied too, but I think.
Oh, you think he put that beyond him?
I think he answered the question in print to
Rick Stroud
of the Tampa Times. I don't know if he was, has Tom Brady ever been asked on mic at a press conference?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so. He did. There was a newspaper article where it was written that he said he was vaccinated, but I don't even know if it was in quotes, and I don't think he said it at the podium. Unless I have this wrong.
I would want to see all of the Buccaneers' actual cards and medical status.
So I choose to believe him because he's the best.
I mean, would it surprise you if Rodgers weren't the only one?
No, nope. God, no.
Wasn't there an agent a few weeks ago who said, anonymously, of course, that 10 to 15% of the NFL was using fake vaccination cards?
So, I mean, who the hell knows? Again, in this day and age, who the hell knows?
Brady would be one of my leading candidates as someone who's lying about it.
Your doctor, doctors, public health officials will tell you X, and there are millions of people out there who will say, no, it's Y, and I get to tell you it's Y. And F off.
Because I'm smart.
And that's the world we live in. Isn't that just insane?
Yep.
And the caller asks, is there a bigger toolbox on the planet other than A-Rod? There is. Maz had it. Kyrie.
Well, yeah, I think they're pretty close.
Him though. And Kyrie.
I'm telling you, you know what I did a little while ago when you were talking about this? I actually Googled biggest construction equipment on the planet because I was trying to find a company that made the biggest tools because I wanted to say that that's what Aaron Rodgers is. The guy's like he's an excavator or a payloader.
The front end loader.
Yes, he is the world's biggest tool manufactured by the world's biggest tool company. I was trying to find that online because that's what he is. He is a freaking giant. I found one called a super loader. He is a human super loader is what he is, a giant freaking tool.
Carol in Concord on this. Go ahead, Carol.
Just wanted to add that Aaron Rodgers' fiance, Shailene Woodley, is herself a whack job, believes in the hunter-gatherer lifestyle.
Oh, my God.
Play, and believes that it's the best way to have vitamin D in your system by opening your legs and letting the sun shine through. So maybe she was the influence in his anti-vaxxer policy.
Hold on a second. Did you say she eats clay?
She eats clay, so you guys need to do a little research. I'm going to go into a bad cell zone, but do a little Shailene Woodley research.
Oh. She's insufferable, too.
Here we go. The actor likes to consume clay on a regular basis and swears by its health benefits. Quote, clay is one of the best things you can put in your body. Woodley shared with this Gloss magazine, one of my friends was making a clay toothpaste that you can swallow instead of spit out. Oh, my God.
That is great.
These freaking people.
Insufferable.
We're going to a break, toothpaste. Right? Let me know when we're going to break. I got to run outside and open up my legs.
So what's the open up your legs for vitamin D thing? I'm all for that, too. Stu, what did you put in our email about she's a oil something? What'd you say? I don't even know what you're talking about.
She creates her own oils.
Oh, whatever. These two.
She's on a similar level as Alex Guerrero.
These two were made for each other.
Someone did tell me recently, I need more vitamin D. I got to go pull my pants down, go out in the parking lot and hold my legs up to the sky.
Long commercial-free segment is next.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go. Sports Hub app.
Hey, it's Felger.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is purely a take that exists in my head.
Getting into your head.
Tell you what's in our head.
With hot sports takes.
And we share it with you.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Here's the thing, what's going on in Boston. When you have a group of young guys, and I say young because people don't realize is that I've been in two different situations. One with Boston, guys were trying to compete for a title and won a championship when you had guys like Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, and Paul Pierce on the back end of their career where they had accomplished everything individual. And so all they needed was to win the title. Then I went to Oklahoma City where you had Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, and James Harden. Guys who were at the beginning of their career who all needed to accomplish everything that they needed to accomplish individually, where they wasn't more so worried about championship. Now you see like a James Harden and Kevin Durant reuniting on the back end of their career because at first James Harden had to go let it all out. He had to go win the MVPs, make all-star games and things to that nature. And so when you look at the Celtic roster, they have a young squad. The Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are not even 25 years of age yet. And so when you have a young squad like that, you got to make sure that you surround them with the right veterans and right mentorship that they could have in that locker room because the whole squad is young. That's the problem. They don't have a real leader.
So that's a good point by Perk. We've mentioned it too. It's not unique that the Celtics young stars are more interested in their brand and their individual thing first. It happens all the time. And Perk, you know, again, a great example, that OKC team.
It is. It's the example.
Freaking Harden, Durant, Westbrook. You want to talk about loaded. You want to talk about a big three. You want to talk about talent and young homegrown talent all on one roster, like nailing it. And they couldn't all put it together because they were more worried about themselves than the team.
They've all won MVPs, all three of them.
And so now they're all 100 millionaires. They're all deep in their career. That's why once Durant, you know, reached that status. He went and chased his ring, got it. Now Harden's sort of doing it. Westbrook, you know, I don't know where he falls and all that, but I mean, you get the general point. So this is what you are. You are the OKC Thunder back when it was Durant, Westbrook, and Harden not having accomplished that individual thing and set up their own brand and their own fortunes. And so it's each man for himself, and that's sort of what you're in.
I feel like they identified the Harden thing pretty quickly there, too. Like, it wasn't, there's not enough basketballs to go around, you know?
Well, and it was a mistake. They got rid of one of the wrong, you know, the wrong guy. They should have gotten rid of Westbrook first. But that aside, Murray, the part that should scare you the most is that all three of them left.
They couldn't get it together while they were there, and they had to break them apart.
All three of them left. All three. The Thunder now have none of them.
So the how-to is the Warriors, where it's Curry and Thompson drafted within a couple of years of each other. They grow together, play together, coalesce together, stay there, win a championship. There you go. You're cooking with oil. The other side of that story is the OKC Thunder. And so which one are you?
I know, scary.
And you're trending towards the OKC Thunder,
oh,
for sure.
Oh, I think so. And you made this point yesterday. And the one thing that distinguished Curry and Thompson is that they trusted each other when it came to shooting. So they at least recognized the ability in the other to shoot. So they were willing to pass to each other. These guys, I don't think they feel that way.
But still, Curry and Thompson, every shot that Thompson took or made was one less shot for Curry.
Correct.
To attempt or make. And that could ultimately get in the way of Curry's all-star status, all-NBA status, supermax status, all-star weekend status, whatever. And still, they shared. Tatum and Brown are not there yet. And who knows if they'll ever be there, because those OKC guys never really got there.
No. Again, I think the Golden State guys trusted each other enough. These guys don't. And that's a problem.
But it's not just that. They were deferential enough. They were...
Yeah, I say trusted, you say deferential. Like, to me, it's the same sort of thing. Like, they're willing to give up
unselfish.
The ball. Right. Unselfish is the right word.
But it's not because they thought the other guy was going to make it or miss it. It's just that they were okay not taking every shot or,
true.
You know, sharing.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think these two aren't there. And you just hope, Celtics fans, that you just, the word I'm leaving out is yet. They're not there yet, implying they will get there. You better hope it's yet.
Think about it again. Oklahoma City had three of those guys who won MVPs. All three of them. They lost them all. That's what you're headed toward if you don't figure this out. Like, that is a scary reality right there.
All right. We have Paul Perillo, Patriots.com, standing by. We'll talk some football, some Patriots football as well, and get his thoughts on the Aaron Rodgers situation. We'll do that in 90 seconds. No commercials, just an update from Murray, and then we got...
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.